a podcast for black men in America with a message for all of us. Welcome to Innately Me, the first episode. Racism, titles, and rams. This podcast is recorded outdoors. All background noise is intentional. Thank you, and bear with us. As we grow, we hope that you grow also. Intro music provided by Copperhead. Innately Me is a publication of www.hgmn.life. Please visit our website to subscribe and to leave comments and suggestions for future episodes. Hello world, this is Joshua. I'm the host and creator of Innately Me. I'm glad you're here listening with us today. I fully understand that you could have been doing anything else and everything else, and taking the time out to listen to this podcast is greatly appreciated. As men, as black men in America, more often than not, we view ourselves from one side of the coin or the other. We fail to realize that there is a rim that gives the coin depth. The depth and scope of being a black man in America is not superficial. It is complex and difficult to generalize. In fact, the coin not only has depth, it has ridges that create peaks and valleys. In this episode, Racism, Titles, and Rams, we will be discussing the good and bad about being a black man in America. To tell you a little bit about myself, creating a digital platform to publish digital media on a large scale has been a decade-long dream of mine, and the day of my first official podcast publication is finally here. Thank you for tuning in, and feel free to share this podcast with as many people as you wish. We can all learn from each other. I pray you learn something from me today, and it's my sincere hope that you submit comments and feedback to be shared in the next episode. Now that that part is over, let's get started. Segment 1, Racism. What is racism? Or at least, what does the dictionary say racism is? According to dictionary.com, racism is a belief or doctrine that inherent differences among the various human racial groups determine cultural or individual achievement, usually involving the idea that one's own race is superior and has the right to dominate over those who they feel are inferior. 2. A policy, system of government based upon or fostering such a doctrine of discrimination. 3. Hatred or intolerance of another race or other races. Essentially, racism is a belief or policy of hatred that stems from intolerance of another race. The question I have is, why do we even acknowledge race in the first place? Meaning, in the time span of American history, why has race played such a pivotal role in shaping the makeup of American politics and society? Moreover, are generalizations and classifications of humanity necessary in the 21st century? I have no doubt that it exists and impacts us all, but the conversation I wish to start and continue as this podcast series builds is, how do we remove the barriers that have been placed in front of us, and how to prevent ourselves from constructing more? I have always been told that the first step in tearing something down is acknowledging that it is there, and the truth of the matter is that race and racism is real. How do we erase it? Feel free to submit comments of your own, but I submit for conversation and dialogue that we hold our tongues and guide our hands to speak good and do good. Doing that alone will condemn evil itself. Condemning evil does not always mean speaking about it. It does not always mean personally taking revenge upon ourselves. It means simply we can move forward and we can progress in life in ridding ourselves of evil, in this context, the evil of racism, by not acknowledging it when it happens to us. Now, recognize full well that this isn't an easy task. I'm talking to a group of men here. Again, the message is for everyone, but I'm talking to a group of men. And most likely, the group of men that I'm talking to are those that take pride in being men. Black men. Black men in America. I'm fully aware of and I fully acknowledge that because of the history of this nation, race will not be erased overnight. To be specific, I'm not speaking about forming a utopian society void of cultural differences. To some degree, all of us have and maybe even hold prejudices. I do. I do not like it, but you know, that is how it is. Or at least that's what we tell ourselves and that's what we tell others. It's always been that way, so why even worry about changing it now? Well, we have to change it now. We have to do something about it now. We can't allow it to continue. if we're to press forward in life as Americans, then we must view ourselves outside of the context and paradigms that we find ourselves in upon birth. We must move past what is innately us as Americans, as American black men, and move forward to a society that is lifted up based upon character, based upon deeds, based upon good deeds and good character. It is not innately within us to be racial at all. When children are born, they do not see race. They see their mother, they see their father, they see family members. This thing that has become and consuming fire of our society has been something that has developed over time. And it's something that we must rid ourselves of. As I keep saying, we must rid ourselves of it. And so just like Christ told the disciples to be like little children, that is what we must be like when it comes down to our prejudices and our racial differences. We must be like little children. We must be like those that haven't learned race. I'm not asking us to forget our past, but I'm asking us to forgive our past. I'm asking us to repent together, to reconcile together, to note that we can move forward is key. There are those that will argue against me in saying that creating a podcast just for black men in America is feeding fuel to the fire of racism. But, you know, I accept that fully, and that is not my intention at all. As a community, we have worked hard to get to where we are. And as a society, we have further to go. And yet and still, we see racism rears ugly head every single day in middle and upper and lower America. In terms of higher education, this is why I believe that we actually seek higher education. It stems from the fact that we weren't allowed to legally and rightfully have education for so long in this nation upon its onset and before it even started. And with this being Black History Month, I think that is also key to highlight. It took years, many years, for us to be able to gain our rights. My father's generation and the generation before them and the generations before them, which is about 3 to 4 generations removed, were enslaved. My father's generation dealt with the civil rights movement, and my grandmother's generation dealt with World War II and discrimination there as well. Yes, I know as millennials, we still see it and it's still there, but we have to move past it. And how do we do this? We use titles, and we use titles to our advantage. We don't use titles to flip the table and flip the coin over. We use titles to put the coin on its ridge so that it may roll uphill and downhill as necessary, so that it can gain traction and move forward, and so that with the proper spin, it can be placed in motion. And that is what we do with titles. I want to highlight Abraham, the story of Abraham and Isaac, and the sacrificing of the ram on that place that he called Jehovah Jireh, the place where God will provide. It was a story in the Bible, in the Christian Bible, about how Abraham was required to show faith and he was going to be tested by God. And so through this testing of Abraham's faith, God said, I'm going to see what Abraham really is all about when it comes down to trusting me and trusting the faith that I have. I'm going to ask him to do something. I'm going to ask him to sacrifice his one and only son, and I'm going to ask him to do it without question. Abraham was prepared to do just that. He gathered up enough firewood, he gathered up a donkey, 2 male servants, and his son, and he was prepared to sacrifice them. At the last minute, when he raised up the dagger to sacrifice his son, God spoke to Abraham and said, stop, what are you doing? Well, the story continues, and to make a long story short, there was a ram provided in the bush, and that ram I title Salvation. I title it Salvation because in the New Testament, in the Gospels of Jesus Christ, I title it Salvation because that salvation is what allows nations upon nations upon nations to tie the lineage back to Abraham himself. I title it Salvation because it lifts up and doesn't tear down. So, if we are to obtain titles in this world, whether it be CEO, CFO, CPN, ESQ, Esquire, Doctor, Attorney. What else? Well, I'm sure you can fill in the blank with multiple titles that we have in corporate America and outside of corporate America, for that matter. Whether it's All-Star, Superstar. If there are those that actually lift up, whether it be connotation or definition, then great. But we got to get rid of the ones that tear people down. For tearing people down is not what we're here to do. And tearing people down will not lift anybody up as far as society goes. Moreover, God is what allows us to be successful. He and He alone equips him who He calls. Let me repeat that. He and He alone equips him who He calls. To be influenced in this world, to change lives of those around us in 2019, all we need is a spirit that is unafraid, a love of humanity, and a trusting relationship with our Creator. So is it that simple? Yes, it really truly is. I could tell you about the multitude of books that have been written about this exact topic, or I could run off a list of the many role models, black and white and in between, that have been successful at what I'm talking about. In fact, do a self-inventory of the most influential people and the most impactful people in your personal life. Do they have titles? Do they not have titles? Are those titles those that actually lift up and add to that person's character? Or do they not? Is it the black guy at your work? Or the white guy that you work with? Or do you call that person by their name? Do you call that person by their characteristic? Do you treat them by their characteristics, by who they are today, and who you expect for them to be tomorrow? Or do you allow yesterday, the stigma of unrepentance, to hold heavy upon them? I can't answer those questions for you. Only you can answer those questions for yourself. But as for me, in my personal life, I tend to treat people how they treat me. Well, let me take that back. I treat people how I would like for them to treat me. I treat people with respect. I treat people with dignity. It doesn't matter how much a person really, really has done something to me. I'm willing and able to forgive. And all I ask for in return is that the person will do the same, because we're all going to make mistakes. But we don't have to title each other with negativity. We don't have to title each other with racial slurs and racial connotations and denotations. We can look past these prejudices that we have, that have been built within us and have been built for us. So as you go upon this week, just think about some of the things that I've said. And if you'd like to add some comments to it for next week, by all means, please. I'm looking for a co-host. So thank you for listening to episode 1, Racism, Titles, and Rams.